And now, welcome to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business, only on 1360 WCHL.
Thank you for tuning in today. My guest today is Sharon Collins, who is the co-owner of Balloons and Tunes. Thank you for joining me today, Sharon.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Balloons and Tunes. What is Balloons and Tunes?
Well, we're a business who's been in Carrboro since 1980. We started out as a balloon delivery service, providing balloons and singing telegrams. And we were really one of the first in the country to start delivering balloons. And we've been doing that since 1980, and we've become a fixture in our community. We have evolved into having not just a balloon delivery service, but we have provided decorating service. We have a small party store in Carrboro with the storefront. And if it has to do with balloons and flying high, we try to be a part of it.
That is phenomenal. Are you the only one in the area who does this, Sharon?
No, there are numerous people who do balloons in the area. We have other balloon businesses in the Durham area and Raleigh area that service the Triangle. We find that we are probably the most preferred business in the area. At least we like to think so. And, you know, today you can buy balloons at the supermarket or other locations. But one of the things that gives us a little leg up on those businesses is that we provide a personal service. We're very knowledgeable about the balloon industry, what works with balloons, what doesn't work with balloons. And we try to recommend to clients what's going to best suit their need within their budget.
How did you decide to go into the balloon business and singing at the same time, like the old-fashioned Western Union singing gram, whatever they call them?
Absolutely.
What was your thought to go into this business?
Well, I had a friend who was here in Chapel Hill. She was taking a class about changing careers. And in the course of that, she decided, you know, I don't really want to work for somebody else. I'd like to start a business. And she had another friend that she met here in Chapel Hill at the time I was living in the North Carolina mountains. And one night, as I was sitting on my little mountain sofa with no television reception or anything, I read an article about a guy in Boston. And he had been selling balloons on the street corner of Boston since 1929. And he decided to start delivering balloons to people. And his son, one who was a lawyer, one was an advertising executive, decided to go into business with their dad. I read this article, and I called my friend in Chapel Hill. I said, I think this would be a great business for you guys to start. Turns out, my friend, unbeknownst to me, her father had been selling helium and industrial gases all of her life. So she knew about balloons. And I said, well, you know, why don't you guys think about this? So she and her friend came up with a plan. And the friend that I called here is still my business partner after all of these years. Her name is Pat Garavaglia. She is the knowledgeable person in the business, I say. And the next thing you know, we were trying to sell balloons on street corners initially, and we couldn't give them away. Couldn't give them away. Nobody wanted a balloon.
Nobody wanted a balloon.
But we created a market by being persistent and just hanging in there.
You created the market. Tell us how you went about creating the market.
Well, everyone who called our phone number, 967-3433, which is still our phone number today, and asked, what do you mean you deliver balloons? Why would you want to do that? We would tell them, well, they're magic. They float. And it just brings a smile to people's faces.
Yes.
So if you called us, we asked for your name and your address and your phone number. And we started our business in November of 1980. So every now and then people would actually order balloons, and we would deliver a bouquet of balloons and sing a little song for $11.85.
My Lord.
And so come January, we decided we would send a postcard to every person who was on our mailing list and tell them what we were going to do for Valentine's Day. And we sent out our postcards describing our beautiful floating balloons. And the next thing you know, we had a goal. We wanted to do 100 balloon deliveries. And if we could do 75, we'd be happy.
Is that in a week or in a day?
In one day.
In one day?
Yes.
Okay.
For Valentine's.
All right.
We wound up doing 250 balloon deliveries for Valentine's Day because the first person who saw us, well, once we went out with our first delivery and people saw us singing and delivering balloons, the phone rang off the hook. And that's how we started being successful enough to not do it in a spare bedroom, but to rent a space in Carver and have balloons and tunes.
How much money did it take to get your business started?
Well, that's really a good question, Sharon. At the time, my friend and I, the three of us, the friends and I, were very, very minimal in our income, let's say. So we actually borrowed $50 on my Visa card. We bought a bag of balloon, a tank of helium, and an ad in the old Village Advocate.
Oh, my goodness.
And we were in business.
$50.
We used the phone number. Yes, $50. Now, I don't think that's possible
today. I don't think so, Sharon. No.
We didn't have much of a business plan. We were young, but we were creative, and we were persistent, and we knew we couldn't make any money right away, but we hung in there. And we're still hanging in there.
How many years or months or days were you in business before you became profitable?
Are we profitable? Let's see.
1980 to now.
Well, I would say that it took us about a year. We had pretty low overhead, and I'd say it took us a year to a year and a half before we really became profitable. And I'll just have to tell you, my background is not in business. My partners were not business people. We were human services folks, you know, counselors, teachers, early childhood educators. So we didn't really have the knowledge to be afraid of doing what we were doing.
See? It's blissful. Let's just do it. Okay.
Yeah.
And look where you are.
Exactly.
Do you still have the passion for balloons? We're talking all these years now.
You know, I do. I think the fact that they're magic, that they float, the fact that there are so many colors, and it's really a happy business. No one comes in our store because they're mad. They come in our store because they want to celebrate something or someone. And I get to share in that. My staff gets to share in that. And it's a really happy business.
So people can come to your location as well rather
Absolutely.
Than having it delivered?
Absolutely.
Please tell our audience where you're located, Sharon.
We are at 208 West Main Street in Carborough. Right on the main drag. We are one of the older businesses in Carborough now.
I can imagine from 1980.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in 30 seconds we have left, one more time, would you repeat your phone number twice in case someone wants to grab a pencil and write this down?
Well, our phone number is 919-967-3433. We're Balloons and Tunes, and we're at 919-967-3433.
That's perfect, Sharon. Let's take a break right now and come back. I find your business to be fascinating. You're the only person I know who makes balloons and tunes. So let's take a break and come right back. You're listening to Today's Business, 1360 WCHL. My guest today is Sharon Collins, who is the co-owner of Balloons and Tunes. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. Once again, here is Sharon Hill.
We are back, and my guest today is Sharon Collins, who is the co-owner of Balloons and Tunes, located in Carborough. Sharon, a little birdie told me that the tunes part of Balloons and Tunes was you wearing a tuxedo to sing. Do you still do that?
Oh, I wish I did. However, we've had to evolve our business over the years because as a business person, you have to go with the flow, you have to roll with the punches. And one of the things that we've found over the years is that accessibility into corporations and schools has really changed, particularly after 9/11. It was very difficult for us to have access in a lot of buildings. You'll notice there's a security guard at most corporations that you go to, and it just changed the focus of our business. We always enjoyed writing a song and going out and entertaining along with the balloon delivery, but we really find that you just can't get into places the way you used to. So we've evolved.
Something.
We now still deliver our nice, big, colorful bouquets of balloons, but we can't sing. Now, if it's me doing the deliveries by chance and I see you, I'll sing you a little birthday song.
Oh, not the tuxedo, though.
No,
there we are.
I'm never wearing a
tuxedo
again.
I can't believe it. Sharon, in our first segment, you mentioned that when you started your business, quote, we went out and bought some balloons, end quote. How has the quality of balloons changed? Tell us about balloons.
Well, the balloon industry is an interesting industry. Most balloons used to be made in the USA. You may remember or may know that tires were made in Dayton, whatever, and balloons were made in Ohio as well. So we bought we didn't know from which balloons were good or bad. But there's a company, the biggest, I believe, balloon distributor in America is Qualitex. They make a high-quality, 100% biodegradable balloons. Balloons are made from the sap of rubber trees, salt water, and vegetable dyes.
What?
And we feel really good about that product because they are biodegradable. When we went into the business, you could buy 5 colors of balloons in latex, and you could buy 1 Happy Birthday Mylar balloon, a red heart, and a Superman balloon. Those were all that were available as Mylar, which are the shiny foil balloons.
Okay.
Now, we carry in our store alone over 350 varieties of Mylar balloons, and we have over 52 colors of latex balloons to choose from. We choose to buy the Qualitex balloons that are made in America because they're high quality. They contain no petroleum products. Some of the lesser quality balloons that you'll find in other stores and in mass quantities are made in other countries, and they do contain some petroleum products, and we choose not to buy them. We think they're a lesser quality balloon, and we like to buy American.
Amazing.
So,
how long do your balloons last, average?
A regular 11-inch latex balloon will generally float from 15 to 24 hours. However, there's a product that we absolutely love, and it's called High Float. And we pump High Float inside of a latex balloon and inflate it, let it dry overnight, and I have customers come in my store all the time saying, those balloons floated for 6 weeks.
6 weeks?
Those balloons floated for 5 weeks.
Sharon!
It's amazing. So we are so excited that we can now provide balloons to our clients that don't fall down overnight and disappoint kids.
And what other options do you offer with your balloons? You said personalized, for example?
We have personalized balloons. We can custom imprint on balloons. We can, a special age printed on your balloon. We offer not just balloons. We rent helium tanks. We offer large-scale decorating services, which is a huge part of our business now. The universities are clients of ours. We have a lot of corporate clients. So we're not just balloons for birthday parties.
Understand. You've gone to the big time now,
Sharon.
We
are big time now.
Well, now, big time means there have to be challenges. What are some of the challenges you face with balloons and tunes?
You know, people think of balloons and tunes and they think, oh, what a happy, fun business. But you know what? Balloons and tunes is a business just like every other business. And one of the challenges we're facing at this point in time is that there is a nationwide and probably worldwide helium shortage.
Helium?
Helium shortage, yeah. Who ever thought? I never thought.
No.
But just since October, I know that, our prices have increased by 50% just in the last 5 months for helium. And there are times when we cannot even get helium from our suppliers.
What causes a helium shortage?
We're not really sure. Helium for many decades has been controlled by the Bureau of Land Management. Now, rather than the Bureau of Land Management controlling helium supplies in the U.S., it's being controlled by private industry. The energy industry, as a matter of fact. And so there's a scarcity, and we don't know if that's an actual scarcity or a created scarcity to increase prices, but we are confronting that at this time.
So what happens with this helium shortage? You've got all these products to deliver. What do you do when they tell you it's a helium shortage?
You think positive thoughts. You think,
oh, my Lord.
It'll be okay.
Yes.
And we also do a lot more air-filled product. We can create sculptures, columns that are filled with air rather than helium, which makes it possible for us to do things that we can't necessarily do if we don't have helium.
I understand.
But so far, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I've been able to find a new supplier who says they can help me keep helium flowing, but there are no guarantees.
How is the helium delivered to you, Sharon? Is it delivered in tanks?
It is.
All right. That's the only
large,
way you
can... 291 cubic feet of helium in each tank that weighs about 175 pounds.
Lord.
And we go through quite a few of those every week.
Yes.
And so every Friday we get a big load of helium delivered to our shop.
That's an education for me and our audience, I'm sure. Helium.
Well, it's interesting. People will say, can I borrow your helium machine? It's like, it's not really a machine.
Helium machine.
We don't make it.
Lord. Well, Sharon, if someone wanted to order balloons from you, how much lead time would you suggest they give you?
Well, we always prefer as much lead time as possible, but generally we are able to give same-day service if that's what's required. But if you've got a large event, we'd like to have at least a week's notice. I have some people who will book a bat mitzvah or a bar mitzvah a year in advance.
A year.
And then some people call and say, we're having a 60th birthday party tonight. Can you decorate at this restaurant or this hotel? And we're like, you know what? We can do it.
We can do it.
We try to have a we can do it attitude.
That's the way to think. Positive thoughts. In the 30 seconds we have left, please tell me, how big is your staff?
We only have 5 folks.
5 folks blowing up all those balloons.
We have nimble fingers.
I can imagine. Do you have peaks and valleys for your plans? How do you as a business decide how much you want to have in stock, or do you have to even worry about that?
I keep enough stock to do anything that comes along.
350 varieties of balloons. Well, Sharon, let's take another break, and we'll come back in just a minute. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Today's Business, 1360 WCHL. My guest today is the delightful Sharon Collins, who is the co-owner of Balloons and Tunes. Please stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. Once again, here is Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Sharon Collins, who is the co-owner of Balloons and Tunes. Sharon, what about community involvement? I understand that you're very involved in the Chapel Hill and the Orange County community. Tell us some of the things that you do.
Well, thank you. This is a wonderful community to be involved with because there are so many avenues that one can participate in. But at Balloons and Tunes, we make children a special focus for where we like to spend our volunteer time. And my partner, Pat Garavaglia, and I have coordinated a Christmas program to make sure that every child in foster care in Orange County has Santa Claus come to their house.
Sharon.
And because of the wonderful, wonderful customers who come in and sign up to participate and other businesses who sign up to sponsor kids, every year 100% of the children who are referred to us through the Department of Social Services receive Christmas.
And that is beautiful.
It's the most rewarding thing I do all year.
And look what you're giving back. That's priceless, Sharon. Good for you.
Everything you give comes back tenfold.
I believe that.
I do, too.
I swear. Well, you know, let's go back to some of your challenges, and thank you for sharing that with our audience, because that's a beautiful thing you're doing. You mentioned in our last segment some of your challenges, lack of helium or shortage of helium, et cetera, et cetera. Tell us some more challenges that you have in your business.
Well, I think every small business is dealing with a downturn in our economy. And even in our high-flying balloon business, we find that universities and corporations cut their budget for their decorating. And sometimes the most visible thing, which is balloons, are the first things that are cut. The price of gasoline when you're in a delivery service, you have to deal with the price of gasoline. And as we see all the time at the pump, it's going up and up and up. Those are, you know, small challenges. Other challenges are, how do you move from the old-fashioned way that I did business, where you put ads in the newspaper and in the phone book and you try to reach your clients? Well, now you've got to do social media. You've got to have applications for iPhones. And learning what works is a real challenge. I am very blessed to have fabulous staff of young people who can help me tweet.
You're tweeting.
I've sent one tweet.
One tweet.
And so I'm getting there.
You're getting there. Well, Facebook.
I'm getting
LinkedIn,
there.
LinkedIn, you're getting there.
You know, we've
all
got
right.
our Facebook page set up, and some of our young staff helps try and keep it up to date. And I do say that is a challenge for me.
Not to worry. You've got this business that you're co-owning that's got to keep you busy, and you're getting into sending your first tweet. Congratulations on that. I can imagine. Sharon, one more time for all our audience who didn't have a pencil handy when you gave your contact information, could you give us your phone number twice, please, and your address?
Sure. We're Balloons and Tunes. We're in Carrboro at 208 West Main Street. Our number is 919-967-3433. We're just a phone call away at 919-967-3433.
Thank you. And in our few seconds left, tell the audience as well, what gives you the greatest joy out of your business?
seeing people smile.
Oh, I can imagine seeing people smile. Mm-hmm. Sharon, you're just a joy. Thank you so much for coming and talking to us today. I'm sure our audience enjoyed hearing you as well. Thank you.
You've been a pleasure.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Today's Business, 1360 WCHL. My guest today has been Sharon Collins, who is the co-owner of Balloons and Tunes, located in Carlboro. That's our show for today. Thank you.
You've been listening to Today's Business on WCHL with Sharon Hill. Today's Business, an exclusive presentation of 1360 WCHL. Join us again next time for Today's Business.